This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, let me kind of just put a bow on that last caller. Because I understand, and to a lot of people that see the issues with the censorship on Twitter and Facebook and all these social media platforms, you look at InfoWars and other leaders of the freedom and liberty movement here in America, and you say, you point the finger at us and you say, why aren't you building something that can compete? Well, many have tried, but you have to understand that it's an uphill battle and it's a rigged battle. Even if InfoWars created a platform that could actually compete with Facebook, we wouldn't get the traffic. We wouldn't get the notoriety. We wouldn't get the public promotion that Facebook, that Twitter, that YouTube gets. So there's that aspect. Even if we had it there, it still wouldn't get the mainstream traffic because it's not going to be promoted. Okay? So there's one answer. But secondly, again, because I understand where you're coming from, but this is one of the biggest frustrations. And so many times people will call up here or send me messages saying, why aren't you doing this? Why don't you do this? Well, why don't you do that? I mean, I'm not trying to be rude. I understand, you know, you look at us as leaders, you want us on the front lines to do more, and we're trying to do as much as possible. But again, why don't you do it? Why don't you take the initiative? So if you're sitting in a situation and you're saying, why doesn't somebody do this? Here's a thought. You do it. That's how you change the world. And as far as, you know, building social media or whatever have it, okay, maybe that's one solution, but I've got a better solution. Get off social media. Get off Facebook. Get off Twitter. And I know that I'm one of the voices in the wilderness that actually says this. A lot of people disagree with me. In fact, Ali Alexander would disagree with me. Maybe we could have a debate about this. I say just get it all. Just get rid of all of it. Just go back out into the real world. Have real conversations with people again. Learn how to communicate verbally with people again. Learn what it's like to go out into the physical realm and suffer and stride and then have victory and have success and then know what it's like to really get high off life. Not the fake asthmatic high that you get from social media. So that's just kind of my, to put a bow on the last caller. If you're sitting in a situation where you say, why not you? Why don't you do this? Maybe you look into doing something like that. And maybe you feel like you don't have the means, you don't have the money, you don't have the wherewithal, whatever. Well, maybe we don't either. You know, we're kind of spread thin right now as it is doing everything we do here. But again, that's a debate you can have. I think the debate you have first is, if you see the problem on Facebook, if you see the problem on Twitter, just get off of it. Just leave it. Nobody's making you go on there. Nobody's making you post on Facebook. Nobody's making you post on Twitter. But like they admitted, it's like a drug now. It's like telling the heroin addict to put down the needle. It's like telling the cocaine addict to quit snorting cocaine. It's an addiction now. They can't put it down. It has become a physical addiction, and they need that dopamine release every 2 seconds, so they keep posting, and they keep posting, and they keep posting, and they just want a like. They could just get the like. If they could just get that follow from Justin Bieber, if they could just get that follow from their favorite athlete, if they could just get 100 likes, if they could just get a retweet from their favorite celebrity, oh, the dopamine hit would be so huge. And so they just sit there trying to get that high, trying to reach that plateau, and it'll never be delivered. It will never be delivered. You want to get high off life? Go get a paddleboard and paddle 5 miles up the local river. Go get a canoe and go canoeing in some canals and some creeks that might be a little tough to keep your balance. And then you get stronger and you learn how to canoe. That's how you get high. That is how you win. So you want to be a loser? Sit on social media all day and post a bunch of selfies and post your favorite meal and just hope somebody retweets you and likes it. And maybe you'll get a little dopamine hit. But you want to be a real success, you want to experience being high off life, go out into the real world with a goal and challenge yourself and suffer and strive and have a victory. That is how you really get high.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I just want to put a bow on what I'm saying here. Because it all ties in together. It's all about striving. It's all about conquering challenges. And people just think because a challenge is so big, they can't do it. No, you can do it. You are a human. You have incredible capabilities, man. And I'm just sitting here thinking about how I can kind of personify this. And I look at myself. You can go look at videos where 4 or 5 years ago, when I first started getting into politics, I was in sports media, I was on sports talk radio, and I had a foot in the door in sports media, and I could have gone down that career path. And I remember sitting in my apartment, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, shooting rinky-dink videos for years, nobody would watch them. I'd get like 30 views here, 100 views here, maybe max out at 200 views, but I'd keep doing them. I'd keep cranking them out. I'd keep doing it, and people would say, "Why are you doing this? You're wasting your time. Invest here. Try to sell more ad space on sports talk radio. You know, you got a foot in the door here. You're spending hours doing these videos. Nobody's watching. You'll never make it anywhere. You're wasting your time." And I just kept chugging along. I kept persevering. I kept pushing through. And now here I am sitting in for Alex Jones. There is no obstacle that's too big for you. As long as you continue to fight, as long as you believe in yourself, as long as you have the strength and courage to step out onto the platform, put your neck out there, give it your best, you will have a victory. You will have deliverance. What, you don't think you can make a social media platform because you don't have millions of dollars? I bet you can if you apply yourself. But like, this whole notion of human capability has just been beaten out of us. Like, you can't do anything without the government. You can't do anything without a bureaucracy. You can't do anything without help from an establishment. No, you can do everything. So, I just want people to understand that, man. You can change the world. You can be anything. It might take a year. It might take 2 years. It might take 5 years. It might take 10 years. But you can have your deliverance. You can have your victory. And that's when you will be high off life. And you won't need some stupid social media account to post Twitter hashtags all day. All right. I'm going to chop that down right there. And I'm going to go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Jake calling in from Ohio. Go ahead, Jake.
How are you, Owen?
I'm doing fine. In fact, to everybody else that ever calls into the show, I'm doing great. So don't even bother asking me. I'm kicking ass, Jake.
That's great, man. I'm glad to hear it. I'm stoked. Hey, I just had a question for you, Owen. I just wanted you to compare and contrast a little bit of Trump and a little bit of Bush from years ago. I remember Bush always telling us years ago, "Oh, they hate you because your freedom. They hate you because of your freedom. Right, that's why right. They hate you."
Yeah, that's why the 9/11 attacks happened, right? That's why Islam hates us, because of our freedoms.
Right.
But now we want to bring them all in, though. We didn't have a debate. We didn't have a moment in time where that narrative changed. It just happened.
Right. And I'm freaking out about this whole thing with the immigrants, and they're trying to bring millions of them in, and like they were saying on the news not too long ago, topping borders at 40,000 a year, or is that a small number? I'm not exactly sure.
50,000 illegals trying to cross the border were apprehended in May. 50,000 in the month of May.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's staggering. Well, I hope you guys keep up the good fight, and we're all with you out here, man.
Well, thank you for the call, Jake. It's just crazy. There's a story right there. Border arrests exceed 50,000 for third month in a row. But I want to go back to the point that Jake made here, because this is actually so crucial. And Trump knows this, folks. Whether he decides to do something about this or not, only time will tell. But what he just said is so key. Let's rewind the clocks back to 2001, 2002. I believe it was it two? What was the official date? See if you guys can find the official date when President George Bush announced the war in Iraq, the war on terror. I remember the press conference. I remember I was at my friend's house, and I remember hearing it on the radio, and it was just like the last caller was saying. Islam hates us. Islam attacked us on 9/11 because they hate our way of life. They want us all to die. And we all bought into it. Of course we did. They just took down the Twin Towers. Okay, it was 2013. Thank you, crew. And then they launched the war in Iraq. No Iraqis involved in the 9/11 attack. Okay, so there's that whole thing. They blame Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden was a CIA operative for decades in the Middle East and in Russia. Okay, so then there's that angle. Then you have the magic, eight passports on a heap of lava, a heap of burning lava that lasted for 2 years. No other incidents ever has there been molten lava at the base of a building that caught fire, a structure fire that lasted for 2 years. Okay, but that's just another side issue. Magically, passports are just on top of the ash heap of Saudi Arabians. So none of it makes sense, but because of the emotional heartstrings, they say, look at what happened at the Twin Towers. Look what happened at the Pentagon. Radical Islam attacked us. They hate our way of life. So we went to war with radical Islam and terrorism. Now we flash forward to today, and we never really addressed that. We never really declared victory over that. We never really said that that was no longer an issue. But now all of a sudden we're saying, Islam is the religion of peace, and we need to have all of our borders open, and we need to bring in as many people from Muslim countries as possible to be tolerant. And you see, and you scratch your head, and you say, wait a second, we never stopped the war on terror. We never stopped the war on radical Islam. Why all of a sudden are we bringing these people in? And now you want to go really to questionable standards. Think about this. And this is where I think for most people the logic shuts down. If you are from one of these Middle Eastern countries, whether it be Libya, whether it be Iraq, that was destroyed because of America's foreign policy, okay, no matter what religion you are, let's say you're in Libya, you're in Iraq, your country was destroyed because of America's foreign policy. You probably had family members die. Now, you don't think that there might be an element of citizens from those two countries that might want to come here and kill us? But they don't even think about that. It's, okay, let's go bomb the Middle East. Let's go destroy the Middle East. Let's go disrupt the Middle East. It's a war on terror. And then that just kind of sits out there. And then 10 years later, we say, look at all the people in the Middle East. We got to bring them here. We got to bring them all in. We got to be tolerant. We got to bring them all in. So wait, if we were there unjustifiably to begin with, murdering and pillaging and destroying countries, wouldn't they want to come here and kill us? Or if we're at war with Islam that wants to kill us and hates our way of life and we've been at war for decades, why do we want to bring them in here? This is the general logic and reasoning that has escaped the average American. This is, but beyond the average American, it's not even their fault. This is the average logic and reasoning that we don't even get from our own government that starts these wars. This is the logic and reasoning that we don't even get from the mainstream media that lies us into these wars. Okay? So, of course, the average minion out there, think about it. Everybody's probably been through this. You're going through life, everything's hunky-dory, and you really don't understand how fake television news is, how corrupt television news is, how corrupt the government is, how literally television news, for the most part, I mean, I'll give Fox News credit. I don't think it's totally controlled like it used to be. Do most of the people on there have, you know, let's just say Jewish backgrounds or pro-Israel? Absolutely. But that's not illegal. That's not intentionally trying to lie the American public anything. And all you have people that say that's going on. But again, it's about the general logic and reasoning that television news fails to deliver. But as soon as you realize they were never there to deliver that in the first place, that's when you start to wake up. As soon as you realize the purpose of television news was not to inform you, but to keep you brainwashed and going along with whatever the government wants to do, that's when you start to understand everything. We'll take more of your calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion dollars for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
If you're on any mainstream media outlet, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, Google, you're pretty much just getting riddled with liberal propaganda nonstop. And it's because of that environment that they create, they have this false consensus. They create a false consensus that everybody hates Trump, or that everybody feels one way about immigration, or everybody feels one way about this. It's a false consensus that they use because the heads of all these media companies work together to push out the propaganda that then creates the false consensus. So then the average street liberal thinks that they're in the right, they're in the popular opinion, because the media outlets they go to, whether it be, again, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, Google, what have you, it all confirms this false consensus that was never true to begin with. So then when Hillary Clinton loses an election, when Donald Trump continues to get more popular, they can't even believe it because they buy into the false consensus that they're getting from their liberal-controlled platforms. Now, it's because of this false consensus that Alec Baldwin can say something as stupid as this. Alec Baldwin is sure he would win if he ran for president. He says, hands down, I would win. Well, I'd like to see Alec Baldwin run for president, and I would bet you he wouldn't even get out of the primary. There isn't a soul in America that could beat Donald Trump in a presidential election right now. That's why the Democrats have nothing. There is nobody can beat Trump. Trump is so popular. Trump is so smart. Trump continues to deliver. There is absolutely no one in this country right now that could beat Trump in a presidential election, and they know it. But I would love to see Alec Baldwin fall on his own sword and run for president and get embarrassed because he wouldn't even make it out of the primary. So that would be fun. Let's take a look at some anti-American news here just to show you the state of the country that was created by the bureaucracies. Chopping down a tree in New York nets a man $22,000 in fines. A Long Island man is being fined for more than $20,000 for chopping down his own trees. His own trees on his own property. He now gets fined more than $20,000. How American. Oh, that's so American. That's so independent. That's so free. And if he was going to, like, build something with that, using the wood, like furniture or a boat or something, that'd probably be another fine. You're not allowed to be independent in this country. Don't you know this is America? California man has home raided, guns confiscated after trying to register firearms. So here's a guy who actually wanted to obey the law. Again, a law-abiding gun owner. So he tries to register his AR. Guess what happens? Was it the FBI? Was it local law enforcement or the FBI? I can't remember. California DOJ raided his home and confiscated his guns. And they say that we're sensationalists when we tell you that's what they want. That's what they just did in California to a law-abiding citizen. But guess what? All the gangbangers, the Crips and the Bloods, they're not going to register their guns. They're going to keep their guns. These policies are so stupid. So the law-abiding gun owner gets his house raided and his guns confiscated. So now he's disarmed. He's a peasant. Meanwhile, the gangbangers and the Crips and the Bloods, they still all have... In fact, they're in control now in some areas in L.A. The cops won't even go in. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Maybe someone can make sense of all this. Let's go to James in Ohio. Go ahead, James. You're on the air.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I wanted to talk about the Kim Jong-un North Korean summit with President Trump. It would be a great day for the entire world to have world peace. You know, this is our only shot with North Korea. North Korea has closed their borders, shut everything down. You know, they don't have the immigration coming and going. Not like the scale like what all these other countries are having.
Yeah, that's true. And nobody gives North Korea a hard time about that.
Oh, I mean, they let North Korea get by with it. But, you know what? And then with the IG report coming out, it'll be a Christmas miracle. Maybe finally these globalists, it'll break their backs and it'll throw all of them in prison. And a lot of them deserve to be charged with war crimes.
Oh, and treason. You know, but here's the real hope, I think, James, is no matter what Trump does or what anybody from the government does, it won't matter if we the people aren't behind it. So, I mean, does that make sense? It's like the next president can come in and revert everything Trump did if the people still have a veil covering their face, if they still have blinders on. You know what I'm saying? So the real victory, the real chance for world peace is that citizens of the world actually understand what's been going on. So I agree with you that Trump is laying the groundwork for these things to come together. But, for example, even if the IG report comes out, totally exposes Obama, totally exposes Comey, mainly Comey, and that's what we're expecting. But if the people don't believe it, you know, what do we do then, James?
Well, then that's when I think we need to start criminal investigations and criminal indictments and start lining them up one by one and just basically flat out put, you're all being charged with war crimes against humanity. You're not going to get out of prison. If another president comes in, he can't pardon you, so you're stuck in the Hague, and we ain't got to look at these globalists anymore because they'll be all just stuck in prison somewhere out of our country.
Well, here's the thing that Trump can do, and he can't do it now. He could do this if he wanted to in his next term, but President Trump wouldn't do that now because he realized that this is tough. I think that that would actually be good for his ratings, but given how the media operates and everything else, I could see how he may not want to go down that line in his first term because he's afraid it could cost him in 2020 and all the negative media could just divide this country to an even worse extent than it is now. So he's kind of laying all the groundwork in his first term to get his ratings and his approval up. Maybe you get justice for these criminals, maybe not. But then in his second term, when he doesn't have to run for president again, then he can do that. And then he doesn't have to worry about the negative political consequences. So I think that could be something we see in the next 4 years if the IG report doesn't blow this thing out of the water and even the most brain-dead people understand what's been going on. Anything else, James?
No, that's it, Owen. Thanks for taking my call, though.
All right, thank you. All right, we've got two more segments left here on the Alex Jones Show for today. Plenty of callers still to get to, so I'm going to continue to take calls for the last two segments. Please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off many of our most popular and highest-selling supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the Super Summer Sale, free shipping store-wide, 50% off Nascent Iodine and other popular products like Super Male Vitality. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract can
contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Troyer.
One of the most important things here,
Jones Show.
One of the most important things to realize here, and that needs to happen, is the facade that somebody on television is the expert. Somebody on television is the one to trust, or that that politician, that senator, he must be trustworthy, she must be trustworthy. Certainly, they're in that position of power. They must be trustworthy. As soon as that facade breaks, it's game over for fake media, and it's game over for our corrupt government. Like, think about it like this. I've met Don Lemon before. I've met Van Jones before. I've had conversations with them. Van Jones, actually a smart guy, actually can think, pretty quick-witted. Don Lemon, on the other hand, is the equivalent in IQ to a lemon head, the candy, the little candy drop. Okay? But if let's say Don Lemon was sitting right here in studio next to me. Let's get a wide shot here. So Don Lemon is sitting right here, and then I'm sitting right here. The average person in America that watches TV news would assume that Don Lemon has more credibility than me and that Don Lemon is smarter than me. Why? Well, because he's on TV. He's on CNN, so he has to be. As soon as that facade breaks, it's game over for corporate media, and then it's game over for the politicians they protect. This has been one of the biggest facades carried out on the American public in this country's history, that just because someone is on TV, they have to be trustworthy. In fact, quite the opposite. If you see someone on TV, you probably can't trust them, especially if they're on CNN or MSNBC. But that's the facade that's beginning to fall, and they keep outing themselves more and more every day as the total corporate stooges that they are. Now, let me hit some news and then go back out to the phone lines. Federal government spends $700,000 using the church to tell Latinos to exercise. You know, this makes no sense, and reading the story, it really makes me wonder if there isn't something behind this that they're not telling us, but let's just pretend there's not. Why is the federal government spending almost $1 million going into Catholic churches with mostly Latino congregations and getting them to exercise? A, again, what happened to separation of church and state? But B, $700,000 to do a study on getting Latinos to exercise at a park, and they're using the Catholic Church as their segue into that? Just doesn't make any sense to me. Mexican politician shot dead immediately after a presidential debate. Or I don't know if it was a presidential debate, actually. I forget what the nature of the debate was. I think it was, though. But so he finishes his debate, an election debate with a rival congressional candidate. This guy was a former, I believe it was a former governor, Fernando Peron. And he's tough with law enforcement. He's a law and order candidate. What happens immediately after his debate? He's taking a selfie, shot in the head, dead. Now, I thought Mexico had a bunch of strict gun laws. I guess those gun laws didn't work out for the politician when he was taking a selfie, Fernando Peron, or Peron. So, yeah, there's the footage right there. The crew found it. So, this is just what you get in the country of Mexico that's run by the cartels now. If you're a law and order candidate, you're going to get shot dead in the head. Boom, there it is. Okay, but let's bring that here, and then let's also bring Mexico's gun laws here, too. That'll work. And let's bring this here. Sweden's largest football tournament bans soccer. Sweden's largest football or soccer tournament bans forbidden pork from the menu to please Muslims. Now, can you imagine going to a baseball game in America and wanting to get a hot dog? And they say, oh, I'm sorry, we don't serve hot dogs anymore. We're compliant with Sharia law. We don't want to offend any potential Muslims that could be here today. Not selling hot dogs at baseball to please Muslims. You better believe that was coming if Hillary Clinton got elected, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I don't know about you, but I happen to like hot dogs at a baseball game, even though it's filled with, you know, carcinogens and crap. I still like the traditional hot dog at a baseball game. So I want to keep that American tradition going. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Carlos calling in from Montreal. Go ahead, Carlos.
Thank you, Owen. How are you doing?
Hey, does Justin Trudeau have fake eyebrows? I mean, what is the deal with this? I've seen multiple angles. Maybe it's a shadow. Maybe it's not. But they're making Trudeau out to be this hero now. He's Captain Canada for standing up to Trump. But really, what is the deal with Trudeau's eyebrows? Are those real or fake?
I don't know either. I think that it's who would let him go out of the house with fake eyebrows is beyond me.
Well, that, I mean, look at some of the stuff this guy says and the socks he wears. I mean, I don't really care. I wear goofy socks, too. In fact, I think I got some pretty goofy ones on right now, actually. So
let me tell you something about the media, okay? During World War II, people would turn to their radio every morning. They would have the radios anywhere, plug them in, if they had any electricity anywhere, to listen to what was said over the radio. And they heard everything. They heard the goal, and they heard, the government directing them. The trust in the media was very, very great. It was holy. Go forward to President President Johnson saying, Walter Cronkite, I think I've lost him. Shortly after he resigned, he said he wasn't going to run anymore. The power of the media is fantastic. It's the first thing that you take over when you want to take over a country. You want to control the media. So for Canadians and Americans to trust their media is a holy thing, is an important thing, and it's something that has been violated. This is very profound. I know that InfoWars, I know that other media are trying always to address the fact that we're not being told the truth. If we were the Sopranos, we would say, this is crapola. This is not the truth. This is just what some marketing idiot or some global warming, a fake group is trying to make money out of. They're using something valuable, something that should be really, really important, almost as important as having a defense against foreigners.
You know what? And this principle applies thousands of years back in time, but it used to be religion. Religion is what they used to take control of to manipulate the population. I mean, look at the Catholic Church. Look at the Vatican. The Illuminati took over the Catholic Church hundreds, if not thousands of years ago, and now they run the Vatican. Anytime there's a big discovery, specifically more so in Europe than anywhere else, but it happens in America, the Catholic Church moves in, takes the property, takes the grounds, and then says you cannot excavate, you cannot dig for history and historical artifacts here anymore. It's like the same thing, but it's with the media now. The media is the trusted institution. So they trust whatever's digged up, whatever's found out, the media will tell them it's the exact opposite. But it would be nice, though, Carlos. I mean, I could trust the media a little bit more if I could just find out the truth about Justin Trudeau's eyebrows, because those things are really doing a number right now. Let's go to Chris, also calling in from Canada. Chris, make this one quick. We got 60 seconds. Go ahead, Chris.
It's actually a quick story. I just woke up this morning. I was having my tea, and I turned on Fox News. And next thing I knew, I hear Trump shaking hands at the summit with Kim Jong-un, and then they're basically celebrating it as the greatest achievement, yada, yada, yada. So for a laugh, I decided, I thought to myself, the liberals must be just going crazy over this. So I turned it over to CNN. Next thing I know, they're spinning it the complete opposite, like it's some sort of mishap, some sort of... big trouble for everybody. Like, it made no sense. I actually laughed literally out loud and dropped my remote on the floor, almost spilling my tea.
No, CNN is not news anymore.
Like, it was crazy. I just couldn't believe that they were, on one hand, Fox is telling you, and I don't know if Fox is a bit biased, but either way, it is a great achievement. And then on the other hand, you have CNN singing it like it's the worst possible thing, worst possible outcome ever.
But don't you see why CNN would say that? Because CNN's been lying about President Trump since day one. So because they've been lying about President Trump and they've told their audience he can't do X, Y, or Z, well, now he does X, Y, and Z, and CNN can't admit they're wrong, so they have to lie about what President Trump does. I mean, these people are some of the biggest scum on earth, honestly.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The passion of slaves, and this man knows no fear. He is Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to do a quick news blitz here, and then I'm going to take a couple more phone calls. So let's get right into this. Now, we protested Bill Clinton when he came to Austin, Texas. There were five people that got inside the event that shouted him down. Of course, Howard Kaplan protested him in Philadelphia. You had the Bill Clinton is a rapist contest that we did during the 2016 presidential elections. Bill Clinton says, norms of what you can do to someone against their will have changed. Just think about how broke Bill Clinton is that he would come out and say that. See, this is why it's so important to protest these people. This is why it's so important to stand up to these people, because then they actually show their ugly face for who they really are. They actually have to answer real questions and have to talk about real issues when it comes to their behavior. So now Bill Clinton says the norms of what you can do to someone against their will have changed. Oh, Bill, did you used to do something to women against their will? Oh. Again, but of course he did. He had to settle rape cases. And then the women's marchers will pay $100 a pop just to go see Bill Clinton speak. That's how brainwashed they are. Talk about one of the dumbest people on television. Chelsea Handler, America is Russia with Trump running our country. Really? America is Russia. I shouldn't even waste any more time than this, but I mean, seriously, Chelsea Handler, this is one of the biggest buffoons in television. She has no clue. How does somebody like this even have a job on TV? They're not funny. They're not entertaining. They're not smart. They pretty much suck at everything. Oh, I understand. That's why they're on TV. Okay, yeah. Tech firms must stem flow of hate online, says Elton John. Well, Elton, here's the problem. the tech firms aren't the ones instigating the hate. The hate comes from the fake news. The hate comes from the Democrat Party and its minions. Then those minions go on social media and spread that hate. So if social media is responsible for any of the hate being spread online, it's the censorship of the truth to then force the false consensus of the hate that's coming from the left. So it's really not really the tech firm's fault. I mean, really, if you want to find the source of the hate, it's from the Democrat Party. It's from the liberal media. But then the social media giants kind of spark it by censoring the truth and going along with the false consensus. I don't know if Elton John understands that or not, but hey, maybe he's listening. London mayor protests Wikipedia's gender pay gap amid crime surge. So first, he's forced to admit, this is part and parcel, terrorism, radical Islamist mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, the Khan job, the Khan mayor. First, he has to come out and admit that it's his fault that crime has spiked in London. It's his fault that all the violence and hatred has come to London. Then he puts his foot in his mouth and realizes, uh-oh, I better distract from that. And so he goes back to the virtue signaling, saying, I'm going to stand up for women. There's a gender pay gap at Wikipedia. How about the way women are treated inside Islamic strongholds, Sadiq Khan? What a total phony that guy is. Here's one for you. Pregnant man, yes, pregnant man and flower power at London's Men's Fashion Week. So now men's fashion includes being pregnant. No. Oh. Miss Alarm. Okay, this is actually strange. I'm going to go to the phone lines. Yeah, there it is right there. A man showing off a fake, I'm pretty sure it's a fake pregnant belly, actually. I read the story, but that's trendy now. It's now fashionable to be fake pregnant as a man. I tell you, if that is not... Wow. Hey, news of the paranormal here. I try to inject a little bit of this into every broadcast. Missile launch, lens flare, mysterious object spotted over Wind Bay Island raises questions. Now, folks, this is not a lens flare. And I'll say, if you look into paranormal stuff on the internet, a lot of what you're going to see is lens flares or light reflections and stuff like that that can be explained. Not this one. I don't know what this deal is, folks, but that ain't no lens flare. Okay? There ain't a professional photographer alive that's going to believe that's a lens flare. Now, what it is, nobody knows. The Navy said they don't know. You know, all the locals in Washington, in the government, saying they have no idea what this is. But a shocking image captured by a cameraman is certainly raising a lot of questions. Again, we don't get into too much paranormal here, folks. But let me just tell you, if for people that are into that, there is more paranormal activity happening on planet Earth right now. And I don't know if this is just because it's easier to film it and to put it out there for people to see, or if it's just generally increasing. But it's pretty wild stuff if you're into that. And a lot of this is not just hearsay, made up stuff. A lot of this stuff you can actually see in real time with the evidence. So that's all going on. Not sure what's up with that, but it certainly is an interesting aspect right now of life on planet Earth. All right, let's squeeze in a couple phone calls here, guys. Please make it quick. Let's go to John calling in from Ontario, Canada. Go ahead, John.
Hey, everyone. Thanks a lot. I wanted to say thanks for all the
Hey, John, I don't want to waste anyone else's time. We can't really hear you. Are you on speakerphone or something?
Yeah. I was just saying thanks for the speaker 12 and the
new. I'm sorry, John. I'm sorry. I'm out of time, John. I just can't understand you, brother. I'm so sorry. He was holding for a long time, too. I'm sorry, John. Bad connection. Let's go to Adam in New York. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Owen. Thank you for taking my call. Just really quick about the liberal hypocrisy and brainwashing. I pretty much agree with everything you were saying before. And, you know, I get frustrated too. But in a way, I think it's good because it kind of shows their hand when it laid bare. It kind of shows the people who aren't really awake. It kind of wakes them up. We're starting to see that now. And sometimes I like to think about one of my favorite Thomas Paine quotes. I'm going to paraphrase here. Arguing with someone without reason is like giving medicine to the dead. So I think a lot of these, like, really dedicated, I call them globalist groupies, you can't really wake them up. Maybe they're beyond saving. But, you know, I think we just got to keep pointing out the hypocrisy, keep sharing the all the clips and everything, keep sharing the links, and I think it is having an effect.
Well, I think that you're 100% right, and don't be confused by my coverage of these events. I do believe that we are having massive victories. I do believe that the population of America that's not politically inclined, doesn't tend to pay attention to current events, generally just doesn't care. They are starting to see what the media really is, and while they don't understand the gravitas of it, they at least see it for what it is and now have that thought in their head when they see it the next time. So I do think you're right about that, and that is very key right now, that I think, you know, just the average American that doesn't watch news, doesn't care, sees what the news really is. Again, they don't understand how deep it really goes, but when it comes to, you know, just general reporting on President Trump, for example, they understand that pretty much anything they see on CNN or MSNBC is probably a lie. And then the next level is, which I think, I don't know if this is what you're getting at, but again, is right on, they realize these people are genuinely anti-American. That's the craziest part. These people are so unhinged now, they're willing to come out as just straight up anti-American. We're now on CNN, they'll cheer North Korea before they will America.
Yeah, it's just insane. And you know what? The average person sees that, and it really, I think that's like why their ratings are just in the toilet. You know, people are, it's taking them a while, but people are finally starting to wake up. But we can't get complacent. We got to keep hammering on them, you know, keep getting news out.
Well, Adam, we know where feces belongs, and that's in the toilet, and that's where CNN's ratings are. Thank you so much for the call, Adam. All right, we're about to sign off here again. The big news here today, President Trump, Kim Jong-un reach an agreement, historic Korean summit. President Trump, I think he's already left, and he's on his way back to the States to get ready for the Inspector General's report to be released Thursday, where we're going to be doing a live 34-hour broadcast from Thursday through Friday, and then that'll conclude at 6 p.m. with the War Room. But I'll just go ahead and let you know there's going to be a little bonus coverage Friday evening, not part of the 34-hour special, but there's going to be a little bonus coverage out there for you. I'm just going to leave that out there, like leave that little bone out there for you to chew on. In the meantime, though, this is all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, please, I'm begging you, take advantage of the Super Summer Sale, not just the free shipping store-wide and all the great specials on the supplements, but I'm begging you, if you have not tried Survival Shield X2, if you have not done the nascent iodine and seen the positive results from the nascent iodine on your health, I'm begging you, please go to InfoWars.com. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Survival Shield X2 is 50% off. This is like having an opportunity to buy gold at half its market price. Of course you would do that. InfoWarsStore.com, Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Take the challenge. Give nascent iodine a try. You will see the life-changing results. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.